it has been ongoing for a while now that it's become the attention of the Tidy Towns and the Chamber of Commerce there for a number of years, that certain bands in certain areas are more fuller than others. Yet now you wouldn't have the same foot traffic in them areas. So they have been observing it for a while, and they have discovered now that the residents or passers through that doing this on a regular basis, that they're taking out their household waste in large bags and just sort of jamming it down into it. But you see in most towns now that they have actually narrowed down the entrances to these bins. They've either halved them or just literally made them smaller. One issue was, like, say, vermin, crows coming out in the morning, pulling everything out and skipping over the street before it could be emptied. But the other issue is now there's people just coming along wholesale with big bags and trying to jam it down into them. And this sort of fills out the bin. And then during the daytime, then when the passing traffic is trying to use the bins, they can't get nothing into it, and it ends up then becomes litter black spots within the town. So it's something that's been on for a number of years. A number of people have been approached and asked not to continue it, but it seems to still be continuing in certain areas, and there is sort of a watch going on to try and find out exactly who the perpetrators are.
And this is a real kick in the teeth for those involved in the Tidy Towns groups who are doing the best to showcase the town.
Absolutely. And as I say, we have a unique situation in Belfast where we have a group between the Chamber and Basic that actually goes out and cleans the streets and empties the bins. And that type of way, we've taken over the contract and the town for a number of years. It was a pilot scheme, and it's actually working very well. It's the money comes from the town display, goes towards that street sweeping and littering and washing footpaths and bins, and just generally trying to keep the place clean as well as other jobs in the town. So it's a big effort between Basic, the Chamber of Commerce, the Tidy Towns. Our community employment scheme are very much to the fore, both within the management of that and the actual carrying out the work, and then with employees as well too. So it's a big effort. It's a big community effort with all the groups coming together, supported by the council and the town display. So it is a big kick in the teeth to think that some people would just go, and this is sort of the same people doing it on a regular basis.